Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 7th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Limited and Nasdaq FAT completes geophysical survey at CLK Uranium Property in Athabasca Basin. Foremost Clean Energy Limited has completed a high-resolution airborne geophysical survey over its CLK uranium property in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The survey, conducted by Expert Geophysics Surveys, Inc., aims to map subsurface conductors linked to uranium mineralization. Results are expected in the coming weeks to guide target selection for Foremost's summer 2025 drill program. Historic drilling at CLK has shown notable intercepts, such as 8D600 ppmu in hole CLG-D1, highlighting the property's untapped discovery potential. Foremost Clean Energy, with interests in 10 prospective properties spanning over 330,000 acres, is poised to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium amidst global decarbonization efforts. For more information, visit www.foremostcleanenergy.com.
Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, unveils preclinical data supporting expansion into autism and rare neurological disorders. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, trading on NASDAQ under the symbol TELO, has unveiled new preclinical data supporting its expansion into autism spectrum disorder and spasmodic dysphonia. The data shows that Telomere 1, the company's lead oral candidate, can reverse key markers of cellular decline, such as improved mitochondrial activity and reduced oxidative stress. Telomere also plans to engage with the FDA's Rare Disease Endpoint Advancement Pilot Program to accelerate development in rare conditions like progeria and Wilson's disease. Telomere Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing Telomere 1, a small molecule designed to lengthen telomeres, the protective end caps of chromosomes. The company aims to promote longevity and enhance overall quality of life. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at w.telodx.com. Biomed news breaks. Sologenix Inc., SNGX CEO, highlights pipeline and strategy in latest Biomed Wire podcast episode. Sologenix Chairman and CEO Dr. Christopher Schaber discussed the company's rare disease therapeutics focus and $60 million in U.S. government funding on IBN's Biomed Wire podcast. Schaber highlighted near-term milestones including a Phase 3 trial, partnership discussions, and strategic pursuits. Sologenix's specialized biotherapeutics segment is advancing Hybrite for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, while the public health solutions segment is developing vaccines for ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19. The company's vaccine programs utilize proprietary heat stabilization technology. For more information, visit Sologenix's website at www.sologenix.com. GeoVax expands Gedeptin patent portfolio. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has expanded its Gedeptin patent portfolio with allowed patent claims covering the synergistic combination of Gedeptin therapy with radiation for solid tumors. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued a notice of allowance for a method involving the direct intratumoral administration of an adenoviral vector encoding purine nucleoside phosphorylase, followed by local administration of the prodrug fludarabine phosphate and subsequent radiation therapy. This approach aims to generate targeted cytotoxic activity within the tumor microenvironment while minimizing systemic toxicity. The newly allowed claims strengthen GeoVax's intellectual property position in oncology and pave the way for potential integration with advanced delivery systems for challenging-to-access tumors.
Giant Mining MHB-34 drilled to 1,963 feet, with assays now pending. From MHB-33 at Majuba Hill Copper Silver Gold Project, Nevada, Giant Mining Corp. announces the completion of hole MHB-34, drilled to 1,163 feet as part of the ongoing Diamond Core drilling program at Majuba Hill in Nevada. Assays are pending from hole MHB-33, drilled to 936 feet. The company aims to expand known copper mineralization and advance towards a new mineral resource estimate. CEO David Greenway expressed excitement over the project's progress, highlighting the potential of Majuba Hill as a world-class copper, silver, and gold discovery. The project benefits from a favorable infrastructure setting and a mining-friendly jurisdiction in Nevada. The company will provide updates on assay results and project advancements as the drill program continues. Biomed News Breaks. HeartBeam Inc., BEAT, adds two U.S. patents to bolster cardiac monitoring IP portfolio. HeartBeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has recently been granted two new U.S. patents. These patents enhance the company's intellectual property portfolio, with one patent covering their cable-free 3D ECG device for real-time cardiac monitoring and symptom capture, and the other protecting their rhythm analysis algorithm for identifying arrhythmias. With a total of 20 issued patents and 34 pending or allowed, HeartBeam is solidifying its position in the market for future product expansions and FDA review. The company's innovative technology aims to revolutionize cardiac care by providing actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities, allowing physicians to monitor cardiac health trends and acute conditions remotely.
Study: women with lung cancer have worse outcomes due to genes linked to pregnancy. A recent study at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center found that women with lung cancer may have worse outcomes due to genes linked to pregnancy. These genes, typically involved in fetal growth, are co-opted by lung cancer to evade the immune system, leading to poorer outcomes in affected women. This discovery may pave the way for the development of immune therapies by companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., looking to empower the immune system against cancer. Biomed Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies seeking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. More women with most common autoimmune diseases die from cardiovascular disease than men. Research has shown that women with autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or systemic sclerosis have a 50% higher rate of dying from cardiovascular disease compared to men with the same conditions. The study found that coronary artery disease and stroke were the main causes of cardiovascular-related deaths among all participants. Women with rheumatoid arthritis had a 3 times higher cardiovascular disease-related death rate than men. The research, published in the American Heart Association's journal, highlights the need to address cardiovascular risk factors early in patients with immune-mediated inflammatory diseases.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.